the top elections official in Milwaukee is being replaced with just months to go before voters head to the polls. It's Tuesday, May 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Glad to be back with you. Coming up on the show today, pro-Palestinian protesters at UW-Madison say their encampment there will stay until demands are met. And Wisconsin school nurses are calling on state lawmakers to provide more stable funding to districts across Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
Milwaukee's top election official was replaced yesterday with about 6 months to go before the presidential election. Evan Casey has more on the shakeup.
Claire Woodall had been the executive director of the Milwaukee Election Commission since 2020, but Mayor Cavalier Johnson is replacing her with current deputy director Paulina Gutierrez. A spokesperson for Johnson said there were, quote, a number of factors that led to the change. Woodall was a target for some who falsely claimed the 2020 presidential election was rigged. Trent Miner is a president of the Wisconsin County Clerks Association. He says there's been a lot of turnover in clerks' offices statewide because of threats and enhanced scrutiny.
We have a total of about 30 to 33 new county clerks since the last presidential election. So that they have never administered a presidential before.
Woodall and Gutierrez could not be reached for comment. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The company that owns a Sun Prairie commercial bakery is being fined more than $260,000 following a federal investigation into a worker's injury at the plant. According to OSHA, Panel Gold Baking Company has been cited for 2 repeat worker safety violations, along with 6 serious violations. The repeat violations relate to safety practices for machinery. Officials say a worker at the Sun Prairie plant suffered life-altering injuries that could have been prevented. OSHA investigated amputee and laceration injuries at the plant in 2019. From 2020 through 2022, OSHA found Panel Gold's injury rate was 160% higher than the industry average. Pro-Palestinian protesters at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say they plan to keep their encampment until their demands are met. Corrine Hess reports students and campus officials are planning to meet for a 5th time on Friday.
Student demands include the UW System Foundation divesting from all Israeli institutions and aligned companies. They are also asking UW officials to call for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. UW officials have said they have no say over how the foundation spends its money. They say that would make divestment impossible. Graduate student Abby Klein says it's true foundations operate separately. She says that could be changed.
They are falling back on passing the buck every time by relying on the system that they set up to neglect their own responsibility, but they can have it if they choose to, and of course they are choosing not to.
Students at UW-Milwaukee and UW-Oshkosh are making similar demands. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, dozens of faculty and staff at UW-Madison aligned themselves with pro-Palestinian protesters yesterday. They marched to a faculty senate meeting to confront the chancellor about police action breaking up an encampment on campus last week. Professor Samer Alatrot is a Palestinian and an advisor to Students for Justice in Palestine. He says he was injured while clashing with police. And he called the administration's decision to bring in police, quote, extreme and problematic.
But another thing that is really problematic is that 3 of the faculty members who were detained and who were injured were faculty of color. I have to ask the question, why?
UW Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin defended the decision to have police intervene. She says the encampment is illegal and is also a safety risk. Wisconsin's clean energy transition is taking another step forward. 3 utility-scale solar farms are expected to come online this year, with more in the next few years. Those coming into service this year will generate enough electricity to power an estimated 123,000 average-sized Wisconsin homes. They're located in Grant, Kenosha, Rock, and Walworth counties. Tony Palacios is with Alliant Energy, the utility behind the Grant County site. He says it's the last of the company's 12 large solar projects in Wisconsin.
This has been a really monumental undertaking here. We're putting over 1 gigawatt of energy, of solar energy, onto the grid. And so to put that into perspective, that's almost 300,000 homes annually that we'll be able to power from the sun.
Developers have submitted applications to the Public Service Commission for 3 more large solar farms. They would have over twice the capacity of the sites coming into service this year. And finally, Wisconsin school nurses say they need more support to provide the health services needed to students. Hope Kerwin has more on a legislative change that nurses say would provide more stable funding.
The Wisconsin Association of School Nurses wants districts to receive full Medicaid reimbursement for school-based services like physical therapy and skilled nursing. Districts currently receive 60% of the federal reimbursement for this care, with the rest going to the state. It's a change that was proposed by Governor Tony Evers in his state budget, but lawmakers did not act on the proposal. Jamie Trepetowski is a school nurse in Wapaka and president of the Nurses Association. She says the current rate makes it difficult for schools to maintain these services, especially as districts see declining enrollments and rising costs.
They need to do something different with their budgeting. Frequently, they're going to try to cut off some of these ancillary support services.
She says most school districts don't employ a full-time nurse, but increasing reimbursements could help create more funding for staff. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Thanks so much for being here for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden, Mallory Chang, and John Davis, all helping to put the show together behind the scenes. And thanks to Mallory Chang and Hope Kerwin for filling in for me in the host seat while I was gone for the past few days. Feels so good to be back chatting with you this morning. As always, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts every single weekday morning. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.